The recent football game at Cole High School found the cheerleaders, pep squad, and band all out in support of their team running plays on the field. And it's likely none of these kids had any idea that their education programs are being threatened by a governmental body that school officials say is not doing its job.
Sequestration, as you know, is a failure of Congress to come to an agreement concerning the budget. So since they could not come to that agreement, sequestration automatically kicked in. And sequestration is a series of cuts that is supposed to take place. I believe it's over 10 years.
Dr. Bernie Roper, superintendent of Lackland ISD, is operating at 65% of his budget because of new cuts to the Impact Aid Program, which funds military-connected school districts in the U.S.
So we're having to make all kinds of cuts to try to make up for that. So that's cuts in personnel and programs.
I started education in New Jersey.
Daniel Harger and other Cole High School students gather in the gymnasium a week before school opens to get a head start on making friends and helping new students find their way. Daniel's education since kindergarten has taken him to Germany, Massachusetts, Michigan, and finally to San Antonio, where he'll graduate. He says he appreciates the military-connected school experience.
Well, off-base schools, most of the time, all the students have been there their whole lives, so they all know each other already. But in military schools, it's much easier to make friends because everybody's always moving, so we're all used to making friends.
Debate, I'm going to be Delta Company Commander. Choir, I'm a flag girl on the band squad, a cheerleader. I did track, basketball, and volleyball. I play tennis.
Demia Spivey feels there's a greater level of accomplishment among students in military-connected schools, despite or perhaps because of the upheaval families go through on a regular basis. Demia's mother is a single parent and has been deployed multiple times.
And so she's deployed a lot, and I've stayed with friends and other family. And so since she's deployed, we were able to stay here.
In a community where everybody faces similar dangers and family stresses due to multiple deployments of their parents, one of the things the military-connected schools do best is student support. But superintendents worry that they may not be able to continue their mission. Dr. Gail Siller at Fort Sam ISD says sometimes she doesn't know how they'll pay the bills.
We start paying teacher salaries in August, right, when they come back. We don't want them to be questioning, will payroll be met this month? We're not going to do that to them.
There is no property tax base for the districts to ask for a tax increase. The local districts have joined with the National Association of Federally Impacted Schools for a stronger voice in lobbying Congress for exemption from sequestration. Freshman Congressman Joaquin Castro recognizes the problem and says he wants to help.
Well, hopefully we can restore some of that funding. I'm not sure it's the exact amount that they're asking for right now. But I look forward to a conversation with them. You know, I serve on the Armed Services Committee, and so when we get back, that'll be an issue that we'll take up.
Veteran Congressman Lamar Smith, who is a member of the Impact Aid Coalition, did not have a solution, but he called the funding vital. He said military schools such as Fort Sam ISD know how to handle issues that are unique to students who may have a parent or parents deployed overseas. Lance Johnson, superintendent of Randolph ISD, where positions have been cut through attrition, says the superintendent's hands are tied. They're depending on Congress as a body to take action.
They're only one vote. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the leadership in either party that cannot work together that is causing this gridlock. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting some of the nation's, many of the nation's children who don't have a vote, per se, to make any changes anywhere across the country.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.